everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support the wheat breeding efforts of Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat improvement team at Oklahoma State University. Mike Schulte with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission says that Dr. Carver is not only breeding wheat that yields well, but also has the in-use characteristics that millers and bakers want.
You know, if we have a lot of wheat that the miller and baker does not want, it really doesn't bode well for the farmer. And so we are focusing on those issues as we move forward. Certainly, there are some research programs out there that have put out some varieties that may not have been or had the best characteristics for milling and baking standards from that the industry would be looking for, both in the domestic and international markets.
Schulte says in the Pacific Northwest, wheat breeders have offered wheat varieties to growers that have strong milling and baking characteristics, and growers have been rewarded with price premiums for growing those varieties.
And as we move forward, I think that that's going to be a key component that we focus on here with the varieties that are coming out of Oklahoma State University.
To learn more, go to okwheat.org.
Welcome back. Sharp losses quickly developed across cattle and hog markets today, with triple-digit losses in nearby cattle futures leading the market lower. Concerns surrounding fundamental support holding throughout early November has caused traders to quickly adjust their market activity. The Dow Jones is 34 points higher, while NASDAQ is down 7 points. In live cattle, sharp losses flooded through the cattle markets early today, with December contracts holding losses of $2.25 per hundredweight. The overall lack of support across the complex continues to spark widespread pressure in all nearby contracts. Concerns surrounding cash and beef values, though, throughout the next couple of weeks has quickly limited the aggressive tone seen across all cattle futures. Bids developing, though, in all areas, with live bids seen at $115 to $116 per hundredweight in both the South and the North, while dress bids were seen at $185 to $190 per hundredweight. In feeder cattle, strong market pressure continued to quickly erode throughout the day, with traders focused on the inability to draw buyer interest back into the market following a sharp rally over the last week. The overall lack of support in the complex continued to draw increased uncertainty as to the long-term availability to keep commercial traders active over the near future. Grain futures were higher today, buoyed by technical buying after soybeans flashed a number of bullish signals to chart-based traders. Some positioning also in play today as analysts released estimates ahead of the November 9th USDA report. Corn prices were a little higher today and enjoyed a little follow-through buying after Wednesday's reversal higher. December futures tested the 25-day moving average. Soybeans were higher today and tried to hold on to gains on the heels of yesterday's rally. January futures successfully defended a test of the support line off of August and October lows this week as they broke out of a three-week downtrend and the 25-day moving average. Wheat prices were higher today as the market once again tried to confirm lows made earlier this week. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.